This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Oh, it's back on a Friday. It's a WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. Ike, it's a Friday. It's not a football Friday, but sort of is. How are we feeling?
Well, I'll tell you, the only way I know it's Friday is because we are at Chickie's and Pete's. This whole damn week, I feel like I've been in three different countries, two different states.
Yep.
All over the place. But yeah, Spike, I'm happy to be here. I mean, listen, it is the weekend, and there's nothing like having a stress-free weekend. Right? I mean, do the Sixers even play this weekend?
They do.
Don't even worry. Don't even, that was a rhetorical question.
Okay, all right. Yeah, twice. Yep.
In other words, we don't care. It's a stress-free weekend. I'm looking forward to it. Daylight saving time. We lose an hour of sleep, but that's okay. Jackie baseball. We get closer and closer to opening day.
Uh-huh.
And the closer we get, I'm not really feeling it. I'm just letting you know that. I'm not feeling it.
All right.
I'm letting you know I'm at. Holla at your boy.
That's a long-winded one. So what happens this weekend? Is it an hour earlier?
Yeah.
Now I got to figure
spring
it out.
Spring forward.
Okay, so now I got to figure it out with the kiddos. Like, am I going to have to get up at...
You lose an hour of sleep.
So 6 is going to go to 5. If he gets up at 6...
No, 6 goes to 7.
6 goes to 7.
Yeah. Oh, so we lie. It's the good kind.
Well, you get more light. I actually don't like this one because I don't sleep as well when we switch this way. Because you lose an hour of sleep. It takes me a while to catch up.
Are you surprised?
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Yeah. Always complaining.
Yeah. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just being real with you guys.
Everybody else gets an extra hour of daylight.
Yeah. Congratulations.
And you're upset.
Congratulations.
Here's a classic contrarian.
Well, can I be honest with everybody? They have the same amount of daylight. It's just shifted. If you would get up like a grown-up, you would have the same amount of daylight. Before we get into it, this is just a reality check for everybody. There isn't an hour or more of daylight. It's the exact same thing. Time doesn't even exist. It's a social construct. All right, let's go to the big show today. So we've got Elliot Shore Parks joining us at 3 for a free agency preview. We'll get to more of that in a second. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast at 3:30. The High Hopes Jackie baseball report at 4. But we do start. It's not a football Friday, but it kind of is, Ike, because legal tampering starts on Monday, mm-hmm. and because our NFL season went so late, you know, because we won the Super Bowl and all, right. it certainly snuck up on me.
It got here faster than we expected.
Absolutely. So it's here, and it's Monday, and we've done this a couple of times, and today is going to be an on-the-record Friday for us on the WIP Afternoon Show and for you. And what we need from you today and what we'll give you from us is the one thing that you need to happen next week. You have to go on the record about the one thing. If you could only have one thing for next week, what would it be? Now, maybe it's one of the current Eagles you would like to see back. Maybe it's somebody else that's going to be out there. Whatever it is, it's on the record Friday. So, Ike,
yeah.
Given that you are the Eagles guy,
I am.
You have to go on the record. Mm-hmm. What is the one thing you want out of next week?
Well, listen, I've been riding this guy like Seabiscuit.
Jeez. On a Friday?
Ooh, boy.
Cut that, please.
Yeah, that's a new one. That's not going anywhere.
It's been a while.
That's the next 5 years of the show
right now.
You're going to hear that line.
Drop of the year. Early.
Yep.
Well,
you're happy with yourself on that one. I could tell. I could tell.
And we're off on a Friday show.
Just like Seabiscuit.
Right. Yep.
All right. Oh, wow. All right. Yes.
On the record?
Yes, the record, man.
Yep.
Mekhi Becton. Right? That's where I've been.
It takes a lot of effort. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm imagining you riding him like Seabiscuit.
Oh, my God. I can't get together. All right. Yes. I'm going with Mekhi Becton, man.
Yep.
Because this is the way I look at it. Offensive line obviously was the strength of this team this year. We talk a lot about Saquon. Listen, he was the driving force, but he doesn't do what he does without the way the offensive line played this year. Mekhi Becton, I keep saying it, 25 years old. His ceiling, I understand what he was prior to getting here, but it doesn't mean that the talent, the projection of what he could be hasn't always been there. It just needed to be tapped into and for him to realize it. And he's realized it. He's playing with extreme confidence. He wants to come back here. I think they figure out a number, whether it's a short deal for right now or it's a 4-year deal where he doesn't get necessarily the annual salary he's looking for, but he's still made to feel complete and whole and as if he is meaningful and significant moving forward. And the idea that he could potentially be groomed into moving out to tackle where he was originally envisioned of playing in case Lane Johnson decides to hang it up in a year or two. I like the fact that Mekhi Becton is there. We put a premium on offensive linemen. I don't see why we let this young man go when he's playing at a level where I don't even think he's reached his full potential yet.
All right. It's on the record Friday, 215-592-9494. Free agency is next week. Legal tampering starts Monday. You have to go on the record with the one thing. If the Eagles could only do one thing next week, what would it be? I need an established edge rusher. I don't care if it's a trade for Myles Garrett. I don't care if it's a trade for Trey Hendrickson. I don't care if it's Josh Sweat. I don't need any bargain bin edge guys. They'd be nice as an extra thing. No bargain bin. No, this guy played 16% of the snaps last year, and we think he's going to be really good like Bryce Huff.
No, one of the Bryce Huff.
No. Bring me a guy that I know is going to close in on double-digit sacks next year. If they lose Josh Sweat, they're losing two, and lose Milton Williams, they're losing two of their three best defensive lineman for this year. I need an edge. I need to get to the quarterback. That's how they won the Super Bowl, by the way, getting to the quarterback. I need an established edge next week. Jack Fritz, on the record Friday, what are you going on the record saying we need?
Yeah, both good quality answers, yep. But as always, I got to be the real football guy. You can replace Mekhi Becton. You have Jeff Stoutland. You're fine. I actually do feel pretty good about Nolan Smith and Jalen Sutton. Maybe I'm all hopped up on the playoff run.
You're hopped up on Elliott is what you're hopped up on. You're riding him like Seabiscuit.
Many people have said that.
Yeah.
Many people have said that. But the position that I don't think is getting enough intrigue or something that they got to get right is the cornerback opposite of Quinyon Mitchell. I don't want Cooper DeJean on the outside. Cooper DeJean is a nickel cornerback. I'm not the biggest Isaiah Rodgers guy. Like, I think he's fine as a serviceable Slays Jason Peters tap out once a week, like he can come in and play, and then Keely Ringo maybe
another LA guy,
but it's a projection. Like, go get another. It doesn't have to be a number one because Quinyon's gonna be the number one, but go solidify the opposite side of Quinyon Mitchell, because if you get that right, you don't have to pay the edge rushers a ton of money, and those guys can get home if you have the lockdown guys on the outside. So
it starts in the trenches, Fritz. Be a trench guy or get out of here.
Listen, they got enough trenches. Right. They got enough trenches. The trenches are fine. You can find guys. I want someone opposite.
No, you don't just find guys.
Just do the Howie thing.
Yeah, oh, right. There you go. You are drinking the Elliott Kool-Aid. All right. It's on the record Friday on the WIP afternoon show. NFL free agency for the Eagles begins on Monday.
Speaking of finding guys, that Harold Landry, He's available.
He just got released, yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, this is when all that stuff happens, is people trying to clear cap space.
Yeah.
So what is the one thing, you have to go on the record today, the one thing you want the Eagles to do next week? Ike wants him to bring back Mekhi Becton. I need an established edge, and Jack Fritz needs a corner on the other side of Quinyon Mitchell. We do have a next question today, as it is a Friday. It's kind of fun on Fridays. So today is Bryan Cranston's birthday, and Bryan Cranston played Walter White in Breaking Bad. So for next question, after you give your sports point, you have to give us a bad guy that you cheer for. It could be a fictional bad guy that you cheer for. It could be a real bad guy that you cheer for. But I think we all watch Walter White. We all wanted Walter White to get away with it, right? Whether he's being a bad guy or not, we're all sort of cheering for him. So, Jack, why don't you give us a bad guy you cheer for? You're laughing. Don't say me.
That was my first thought.
I know it.
That was my first thought.
I knew what it was. I saw it in your eyes. We know each other pretty well.
Yeah, no, that's actually sickening work by you.
Yep.
That is sickening work. So I'll say Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods not a damn bad guy. What are you talking about?
I guess, I mean, cheating on his wife.
Listen. So does half this country.
Well, no, I'm not in that app. Well, there's saying, nobody on this show.
Neither am I, but I'm just saying, though.
Wow, Tiger?
Well, he went through a rough patch, but I don't care. That's my guy.
Listen, no.
He's not going to let you pick Tiger.
No, I'm not going to let him be a Tiger guy. That's what I'm not going to do.
Oh, wow.
And you're in jeopardy of not going to Augusta.
Wow. Never
disrespect Tiger Woods like this.
Okay. Well,
bad guy.
All right. So Jack's out. Jack's out on next question. Can't win. Do you want to give me one, Ike? A bad guy you cheer for?
Oh, yeah.
Fictional or non-fictional?
Well, yeah, I'm going to take the number one guy off the table, Tony Soprano.
Oh, I never saw the show, but I assume he's my boss, bad guy.
That's where I thought Jack would go.
Well, that's what I didn't want to take because I knew that's where you would go.
I saw the giggling.
I got to go to Tony Soprano.
Yeah, as soon as I saw Jack giggling, I knew where he was going.
Yeah. Tiger Woods.
So,
well, my first answer was Spike.
I'm disappointed in you.
My first answer was Spike.
You can pick me if you want that. Yeah, Tiger's not
You're
a
not
bad.
A bad guy either.
I'm not a bad guy at all. A better guy, Tiger. What? In certain ways.
Is Tiger Woods a bad guy?
215-592-9499. All right.
Come on, Jack. Put some thought into this.
No. Yeah, that's on me.
All right.
it's totally on me.
So my bad guy that you cheer for is Freddy Krueger. Freddy, to me, is my favorite horror movie villain. I didn't like when they caught up to him in Dream Warriors. Yes. Nightmare on Elm Street. He's the best horror movie bad guy of all time. He's funny. He's brutal.
I'm going to need this to pick up. I'm just saying.
Freddy Krueger's a good one. You know what?
Pick up. You were Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger's a good one.
Over here with the nonsense you spewed a minute ago.
Not all of us can pick the easy one.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point. Wasn't that creative when I picked it? Yeah. No, you're right about that.
Well, Walter White and Tony Soprano off the board.
I took the obvious guy. Yep. Yeah, that's what I did. I took the obvious guy. You're right.
All right. It's on the record Friday, 215-592-9494. Eagles free agency begins next week. You have to go on the record and say the one thing you need the Eagles to do. And for next question today, it is Walter White's birthday. Bryan Cranston, give us a bad guy
Great
that you cheer for.
Walter White.
Can be. I think the fictional ones are better
Great
than the non-fictional ones, but you can pick whatever one you want.
Man had cancer.
He did?
He was trying to provide for his family.
Well, yeah, but then he went a little overboard, I would say. Corey in Columbus here on WIP starting us off. What's up, Corey?
Hey, where all that, you know, arguing in the courtroom for Jack when I said I feel like we can replace Mekhi Becton, you wanted to argue me like we in the courtroom fighting, you know, for a case.
Well, listen, Fritz is part of the team.
Yeah, this isn't the time we argue with each other.
Yes. It's a Friday.
Yeah. We're just trying to keep it light, brother.
Hey, man, ain't never light on this show. We always got to bring the hot takes. That's always the best show in the world.
There you go.
You know,
Mekhi Becton is useless. Get him out of here.
Listen, I appreciate the fact you're holding on to yesterday. I can appreciate that.
Corey's always holding on to something from the day before.
That was 2 days ago.
Oh, was it?
All right. Yeah. you called it 5:30. I mean, did it even count?
Oh, that was 2 days ago. We were in
Clearwater.
We're in the booth.
Yeah, I know y'all had a long, you know, you feel like y'all been in the same day for 3 days.
It's been a week.
On the plane and travel. Yeah, I understand, you know what I'm saying? But look, this is what I need. I need the Eagles to go out there and add to the pass rush at the edge position.
Wow, you're agreeing with me.
I don't need Myles Garrett, but like, I don't know if this is true, but the reports out there, you can get Trey Hendrickson for a third-round pick. If that's true.
We need to be on that. Yeah.
Yeah, Harold Landry's available. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of edge rushers. Even Jonathan Allen just got cut. I need this team to go out there and add to the pass rush. See, I don't need them to go out and get a corner. I think they will, but the reason why I don't need them, because even if they go get a corner in the draft, let's say they take a corner in the second round, odds of them doing that slim, but I'm just saying if they do, I would be okay with them starting that guy because I trust the other four guys in the secondary, Reed, CJ, Q, and Coop. You know what I'm saying?
And McCoy and hold on real quick. And didn't we signed the Georgia corner who was a former first-round pick,
he was
right?
A safety, though. He was a safety.
Oh, he's a safety? Oh, okay. I thought he was a corner.
You talking about Lewis Fiend?
Yeah. Oh, he's a safety?
Yeah. So, oh, okay. Hey, man, all I know is, what was his name, Tristan McCullough?
Yeah.
Your job, you might want to show up because Howie loved him, Georgia Bulldogs. So, and, you know, you cost us the game versus the Commanders last year, you know, so you might want to show up this year on the field. So I just need them to go out there. I just need one move. I need to go out there and because what Howie does is Howie – turns a lot of, you know, when he goes out there and he makes moves like a guy like a Harold Landry, he turns a lot of who's into oohs. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what that means when you turn a who into ooh? You know what that means?
Yeah.
Yeah, that means you be like, who is that? And then when they come to the Eagles, they're like, ooh, he went to the Eagles. So if we get a guy like Harold Landry.
Or a Bryce Huff when you go to who into
Yeah. But see, the thing about Bryce Huff is, like, I never wanted him to begin with. Like,
No one did.
And it's like, I don't know why we got out there and Bryce.
Baldy.
I'm telling you.
No, it's Lombardi.
Y'all want to listen
Lombardi.
To me. Oh. Trade Bryce Huff to Cincinnati. Cincinnati, them dudes do not know what they are doing. You can rob them, dude. You could probably get Trey Hendrickson for Bryce Huff in a fifth-round pick. I'm telling you, they do not know what they're doing.
I got to be honest with you. I'm locked in on Harold Landry.
Is that who you're locked in on from an edge standpoint?
Yeah.
No, I'm cool because the contract. Harold Landry just money. I agree. He got
exactly. He's about to be a free agent, like 28 years old. I mean, he'll be 29 in a couple months, but, man.
Right.
If it just costs us money,
yeah, he's
why,
right in the prime of his career.
Can,
yeah,
I,
like,
can
yeah.
I ask you something? If it just costs us money, why are we not signing Josh Sweat?
Because Josh
Sweat. I think Landry is better than Josh Sweat.
Josh Sweat going to go to Arizona. Josh Sweat going to go to Arizona.
Ah, yeah. Jonathan Gannon.
They going to pay him. They going to pay Josh Sweat. He going to be one of the highest edge rushers in the league. This is my thing about Josh Sweat. Josh Sweat come and go too much. He not consistent enough. Like, he showed up in a Super Bowl, but, like, think about it. Like
somebody else.
Right. Hold on. Time out.
It's like somebody else I know.
I didn't even know that's what you meant.
Josh Sweat was missing for a whole calendar year.
No, he was missing for half a year like somebody else.
We looked at the edge rusher. Nolan Smith had a better season last year than Josh Sweat.
Okay. They're both good.
No, he didn't.
Look at what he did in the playoffs. Nolan Smith had 7 sacks last year, and he broke the Eagles' sack record in the playoffs. All these edge rushers we done had.
There were 17 regular season games. Nolan Smith came on great. I think he's going to be a great player. But Josh Sweat was good the whole year. He was there the whole year.
He was not good in the whole year. I think
but he was there though, Corey. You got to give him credit for being.
I don't remember. Josh Sweat played decent. He was so bad that we got a dead cap hit number from Josh Sweat a year ago. So we still gonna be paying him because he was so bad after the contract we gave him last time. We had to get a pay cut. You talking about giving this dude more money? Right? I'm good.
I'm good with moving on from him now. I'm with you on that now. I'm good with. I think they can upgrade. Yeah, I think they can upgrade at that position.
Yep, my villain that I root for is the best horror film, you know, guy of all time. That's Michael Myers. He was really the victim in all those movies.
You're right.
All the people of Haddonfield should have been. When he was slicing them, I'm like, get him again.
Crystal Lake is Jason.
And you're right, yeah, yep, Michael Myers. I'm thinking, yeah, you're right. Michael Myers is Halloween.
Halloween,
yes.
Yep.
And Austin Powers.
Stop. It's Mike Myers.
Yeah. No, you're right, yeah.
I'll holler at y'all, boys.
All right, Corey. Yeah,
that's a good one for Corey. Michael Myers was one I was thinking of. I loved Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Michael Myers and Jason had a similar way about them, but to me, Michael Myers was scarier than Jason was. I think it was a better mask.
Yeah.
And like,
the hockey mask is iconic, though.
It is iconic. But
the goalie mask.
The Michael Myers felt like he had a grudge.
Yeah.
A true grudge. And I agree with Corey. He was wronged when he was a kid, Michael Myers.
I can't remember what happened to him. He got bullied or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad mom.
Man, those were great horror flicks.
Oh,
man.
The greatest.
Listen, Jamie Lee Curtis was hot back then.
She was.
Yeah, back then.
Yeah.
For sure.
Remember Trading Places? There was a moment in that movie.
Oh, sure, of course. Yeah. We all remember that, man.
Yes. 215-592-9494. It's On the Record Friday. Free agency starts next week. You have to go on the record with the one thing you need the Eagles to do. You're only allowed to pick one. And next question today, give us a bad guy you root for, fictional or non-fictional. Shy in Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
What's going on? Just got back from school. You know the long drive. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
All the way back to Westchester.
Yeah. I'll say what school?
All the way back home.
Yeah.
On spring break. Thinking about the Eagles. Not so much the Phillies. Sorry, Jack.
Spring
not
break has already happened?
Yet.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, no, it's screwed up. It's all early. None of my friends are home yet. They won't get home till I'm leaving.
Oh, you're on spring break. Oh, okay. I get it.
Yeah, I'm on spring break.
Didn't you guys just get back in, like, early February?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm – yeah, there should be no spring break, in my opinion. If there is, it should be for 2 weeks.
I mean, if that's not the PSAC education, I don't know what is. You get 6 weeks of winter break.
Can I tell you something, Shai? You're going to make your classmates murder you. There should be no spring break.
Do you make the teacher collect homework, too?
I do the radio at school. I do the radio at school, and two people called in, and they're like, you're an idiot. Why would you not want to have spring break? That wasn't the point. It was make it 2 weeks so people aren't just home for 5 days. But I digress.
It sounds like you got takes.
Yeah, you got takes. Yeah, you want to work here? So you got to go on the record, Shai. What's the one thing you need the Eagles to do next week?
You need to try to trade for Trey Hendrickson or Myles Garrett. But
there you
I don't
go.
Think they're going to get Myles Garrett. They're asking for too much.
Yeah.
Well, he's a great
I would
player.
Say so.
Yeah.
They're asking for way too much. You're going to give up two first-round picks?
Well, they can ask for it. The big question is, You know, it's funny, like, everybody knows how old Myles Garrett is. Everybody knows how much they have to pay for him. So there can be all this stuff in the media, and Cleveland can ask for whatever they want. It doesn't mean they're going to get it. So I think that's why – I know we've seen a lot that the Eagles aren't in on Myles Garrett. I think if the price to trade for him is right, they would figure it out. Who is willing to give up two first-round picks for Myles Garrett? Because you're going to have to win now, right, whoever it is. And can – what are we doing here, Sean? And and they're going to have to fit him under the salary cap. So it's not – there's not a ton of teams that I think Myles Garrett makes sense for. So we'll see. So you're with me. You need an established edge. That's what you need.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm in a car wash right now, but
– Oh, perfect time to call the radio station.
Yeah. Well, he didn't know.
I wasn't thinking. I didn't think I'd get in this early, you know?
There you go.
It's early in the show.
Yeah, I just don't think – maybe hopefully teams will only offer a first-round pick, and by that point they'll just be like, you know what, we'll settle for a first-rounder. But who knows what's going to happen. I trust Howie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not
I trust Howie.
Honestly, listen, Cleveland is semi-playing this correctly.
Sure.
By saying they're not going to trade him. They don't have to trade him. He can want to be traded all he wants to.
Yep.
But Cleveland's sitting there saying, we're not giving you away just because you want to be traded. So someone's going to have to give us enough to make us feel comfortable coming off of you.
Well, and they have time.
This is the greatest defensive player in Cleveland Browns history.
Yeah, and they have time, right? I mean, you would think they certainly have up until the draft and even after that. I think what they don't want to do is overplay their hand. Then they get to camp, and Myles Garrett's like, I don't want to play. And then all of a sudden you have to feel desperate. If you're Cleveland, you have to find the exact right spot.
This is what I would say to that. And appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you have a bad guy you cheer for, Shai?
I don't know if you guys watch WWE, but right now Cena turned heel.
Cena. There you go. How do you feel about that, Chad?
Shorts, man.
Yeah. Did you see he turned heel?
Yeah. Well, he's a bad guy now.
People really don't like when I go after the
third time's the charm, Jack.
Yeah, try it again.
I wasn't going after the WNBA.
Yep.
I was not going after WEEI in Boston.
Yep.
The WWE.
There you go.
Comments down in Clearwater, not happy with the ranting about John Cena turning heel.
Yeah. Broads didn't like it either.
Of course not.
So go ahead.
I would say this if I were Cleveland.
Yes.
They're not desperate from the standpoint of they have to trade Myles Garrett or their season is going down the drain. Their season is going down the drain with or without Myles Garrett.
That's a good point.
Next year.
Yes.
They have Myles Garrett under contract.
They do.
So he can't go anywhere.
For two more years.
Yes. Is Myles Garrett going to give up the prime of his career by sitting out of games? So if you're Cleveland, when you got a player of this caliber and you know you're trading, this is it. This is your last trading chip. I got to get what I want out of this to get rid of my most valuable trading chip. I'm already eating Deshaun Watson's terrible contract, as that is. Myles Garrett is the only thing that we have that's relevant. And if I can get multiple first-round picks, maybe a player or two in the package as well, I'll keep saying I'm not trading Myles Garrett until someone is desperate enough that they're willing to offer me the moon, the sun, and everything else for Myles Garrett. Like, Cleveland does not have to trade Myles Garrett.
No, they don't. The only thing I'd say to that, I agree with you, is I just think the number of teams who want a great player right now, mm-hmm. so you probably cut out, you know, a third of the league
yeah.
right now.
You're probably talking about five teams.
Yeah, probably talking yeah. about five. Yeah. Willing to.
That can afford him. And
they can afford
got
him.
Got the draft capital and everything
and
else.
And want to do it right now. Yeah. So yeah, I do think he'll get traded, but I do think they shouldn't rush into it. I
yeah,
agree
if,
with
if
you.
If I'm them, yeah, I wouldn't rush
Garofalo
into it.
Garofalo said today it might take into the regular season. Yeah, well.
Yeah, if I'm Cleveland, now like I said, what do they have to lose?
Well, he gets hurt. That's what they have to lose. I think that's the risk, I think.
Sure, but if he's threatening not to play.
Right, right. Yep. It could get ugly. It could get ugly for them. All right. Coming up next, you know, Darius Slay said a lot. We've talked about
Slay.
Well, he said some other stuff. And remember, the Eagles do not have a corner on the other side of Quinyon Mitchell right now. So we will talk about the newest thing that Slay said and whether it is an option to bring him back or not. That is coming up next. We're at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. The tournament is coming. You can watch all the action with a special menu at Chickie's. Find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. On the record Friday, the one thing you need from the Eagles next week and a bad guy you cheer for next question, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
That's how you know it's Friday.
Yeah, feel good Friday. I'm set.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. You know, the tourney's coming. March is here, believe it or not. You can watch all of it at Chickie's and Pete's with a special menu. Find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What's your first priority for the Eagles next week? Here are the options, Ike. I want to know what you think everyone has voted for. Re-sign Becton, get a real pass rusher, sign a corner, or defensive tackle.
Ooh. Well, listen, I know this town.
Yes.
We are a in-the-trenches type of town.
Mm-hmm. Yep, with an in-the-trenches general manager.
With an in-the-trenches general manager.
Yep.
And we know
who
how
has
important,
sex.
We know how important.
He does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank
like
God for that.
Yeah.
Like Seabiscuit.
Yep.
Yep.
We know how important the offensive line is. So Becton, I think, will still lead. I'm not so sure he leads by a wide margin, but I'll give him, out of the four categories, I'll give him 44% of the votes.
And what do you think is next?
Edge rusher.
Okay. So pretty close. Pretty close. So 50.1% say re-sign Mekhi Becton.
Okay.
40.8% say get a real pass rusher.
Yeah.
3% agree with Jack and say sign a corner. And 6.1% say defensive tackle. I do think corner is a bigger thing than people give it credit for.
Well, sure. We act like it doesn't even exist right now. Do we even know who the other corner is?
We don't. We don't. So it is on the record Friday. Free agency is next week. So you have to go on the record today at 215-592-9494 and say the thing that you need the Eagles to do. Number one, if they can only do one thing, what would you pick? I say I need an edge, a real guy, not no bargain bin nonsense. Ike says re-sign Mekhi Becton. Jack says sign a corner. Or if there's something else we haven't mentioned, you can do that as well. 215-592-9494. Ken in Cinnaminson, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
What's up, Ken?
What up, Ken?
First of all, Jack, you're right. Tiger Woods is a bad guy. And it's not just because of what he did to his wife. He's a bad guy. So I don't know that I root for him, but I know a lot of people do.
Still a goat.
So,
see what you opened up.
It's my bad.
But, I'm too big to be a jockey, but I'm with Ike on this one. I'm not riding Mekhi Becton, but I think he should be the priority. I mean, you just go back and watch the tape of him blowing people up, getting to the second level, and you know, just face planting linebackers on a lot of those long runs that Saquon had this year. And, you know, to Jack's point about the corners, I think the Eagles were, if I'm not mistaken, they were 30th in the league this year in pass rush win rate, but they were in the middle of the pack sack percentage on drop. And that's because of the coverage they were getting on the back end. So I'm okay with, you know, making sure that we continue with, you know, that kind of coverage on the back end and you know, I mean, they had 38 sacks this year, and they won the Super Bowl. And that's a magic number for this team. They had 38 sacks in 2017 when they won the Super Bowl, too. So it's just the offensive line is just too important, and that guy's just too much of a unicorn as a right guard that I would have to prioritize him.
And he can move out the right tackle. Maybe.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to see Mekhi Becton going back to tackle.
Sure.
I know Jeff Stoutland's a miracle worker, but you know, you can't make chicken salad out of chicken dookie, you know. So, but
well,
he's a unicorn as a right guard. I know that much.
The only thing I'd say, Ken, on that, I do think Becton's important. I think this is a, you know, I don't think one is incredibly big over the other one. Is that in my head, I feel like I have a better backup plan for Becton than I do for Edge.
I understand where you're coming from, but I think it's the exact opposite, actually. I think they've at least seen enough of Jalen Hunt to believe that as part of a rotation, Jalen Hunt is going to be productive, and obviously Nolan Smith is going to be productive. And, you know, with the kind of flood of edge rushers that seem to be hitting the market all of a sudden, maybe Josh Sweat can be brought back at a reasonable rate. Maybe he's not going to break the bank like people assumed he was. I mean, I'd obviously rather have Landry than Josh Sweat if it's a apples for apples comparison. He's a better football player, but I just think that offensive line was so dominant. It was probably the most dominant offensive line that in my lifetime since like the 75 Steelers. I mean, that's how dominant they were. So I just that's where I've got to push my chips to the middle of the table on that one.
Ken, do you have a bad guy you root for, fiction or nonfiction?
I do, and I don't know that anybody rooted against Omar in the water.
Yeah, there you go. That is a big answer.
Yeah.
If Ike was serious about the delegation, that's the answer he would have picked.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ken.
Believe me, I thought about him, but you know what? I for me, Tony Soprano was a better character than Omar Little.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Tony Soprano is one of the greatest characters in TV.
Well, he's history. It's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I just know what everybody else says.
I'm trying to think, what is the Mount Rushmore of TV show
my TV
leads?
TV character, yeah, leads.
That's yes, a big. Yeah,
I would have Tony Soprano there.
We're just thinking drama, right? If we're just thinking drama for Mount Rushmore, Tony Soprano's there. Walter White is there. I think Don Draper from Mad Men is there.
Okay.
And then the question is the fourth. I don't know if you guys watch Mad Men. Is my favorite show ever.
I remember Mad Men, yeah.
And Don Draper, actually, that's another answer, because he wasn't a good guy. He wasn't a typical villain, but he wasn't a good guy. So the question for me is the fourth. I think there could be a lot of debate on who the fourth one is, but I think those three are definitely on that.
And with those three, they all carry those series.
Yeah, absolutely.
Omar didn't carry The Wire.
That's a good point as well. Yep.
Yeah, Omar didn't carry The Wire.
So
great character in The Wire, but he didn't carry. He wasn't the lead guy in The Wire.
So speaking of villains, Darius Slay is in the middle of turning himself into one after sort of, you know, he'll say he didn't name anyone, but going after CJGJ, then specifically saying Jalen Hurts wasn't a lead.
Even though he tweeted multiple times last night that Jalen's his guy.
Yeah, well, his guy. Well, just not
got
his,
the, got, got the reply.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not his elite guy, but his guy nonetheless.
He might need to log off.
There was another thing that he picked OBJ over Devontae Smith, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he also was...
That's out of context a little bit.
A little bit. And then he was asked about maybe going to an Eagles rival, and here's what he had to say.
Super Bowl champ.
All right, buddy. I mean, you can come win one with the Commanders. I'm just...
Hey, now, you know, the price is right now. I don't mind. If the price is right...
So Slay says if the price is right, he wouldn't mind. My question to you, Ike, is all of it, like let's say next week goes and the Eagles don't sign a corner and Darius Slay doesn't find a home.
Yeah.
And Darius Slay's agent calls Howie Roseman and he says, look, the $6 million a year you offered or that you hinted at, we'd be okay with that. Given all that Darius Slay has said over the last few days, given his age, at a sort of, not a bargain basement, but a reasonable price, do you think they could bring Darius Slay back to the Eagles given all the stuff that's happened this week?
You know what? My initial reaction is no. I listen. Now, if they were to talk to Slay prior to re-signing him and get a feel for could that this be remedied? Could this situation with him and CJGJ sort of be worked out to where this is not an issue moving forward? You would certainly need to hear that from both sides. Yeah, I guess anything could be talked out. Listen, they just won a championship together. We all assume this started from the Michael Parsons podcast after the Tampa game, I believe it was.
Yep.
Yes.
Earlier in the season, they still got through three-fourths of a season together, plus the postseason, without any issues to win a championship.
By the way, in our famous bye week conversation, we never talk about the fact that Slay
yeah.
went on.
Yeah, we didn't know about that. Yeah, right, yeah, right. We knew about it. We just bypassed that.
Right, right. That yeah, was that part did. Of the bye week, too.
Yeah, so if they were able to do that and go win a championship, I guess anything could be worked out. But if I'm the Eagles, I would need to know that before I bring Slay back. In other words, I wouldn't just re-sign Slay and be like, figure it out. Right. I wouldn't do that. I would make sure beforehand that this isn't an issue going forward.
To me, the issue with Slay is his age is not the stuff he said publicly. I just feel like
these guys
have been through so much of that mm-hmm. stuff that my guess is they could work out anything. At this point, I don't think Jalen Hurts. Look, how Jalen feels about the cornerback. Who cares? And the CJ stuff. I don't know. CJ seems to move on to something else every week. Now they do have to play together.
This doesn't feel like he's moved on from it.
Really,
he's
the one who reacted to it.
Yes.
It wasn't Slay specifically saying anything directly about CJ.
It's one
of those throw a rock in the crowd and somebody will holler.
Yep.
CJ was offended by what was implied there. And that's why I think AJ jumped into it and said basically that Twitter turns everything into a beef when that's not what it was. So in Slay's defense, he never addressed CJ directly.
No, but it's
is CJ's reaction what caught our attention.
Right,
it
right,
wasn't
right, right.
what Slay said. It's what CJ's reaction to what Slay said sort of got everybody's attention because we initially thought it was about money.
Right.
And it was, we thought it was about the Saquons.
Right. Yes. About money. Yeah. We thought it was about money.
Right.
And he wanted more money. And we found out that that's not what it was about. So he was the one that was offended.
Yeah.
By what Slay said.
You know what? If Slay comes back, I got to talk to him and say, no more Twitter, no more podcasts.
Well, yeah, that's not happening. Yeah, good luck with that.
Jack, would you bring Slay back?
I'd like to think they can work it out. It's just annoying. But listen, I know that you're just keeping it real and like you're giving your opinion on things, but you did just win the Super Bowl with the Eagles. I think you were a great Eagle. I think you're actually an underrated Eagle during his time here.
To me, he's an Eagles Hall of Famer.
Sure. Yeah. But it's not going the same way that Peters went. But, like, when Peters left, there was a lot of...
Sure it was.
Of, he's a great Eagle at the time, but, oh, my God, like it got annoying.
Well, once we found out he wanted to be paid to move back to tackle.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah, that soured a lot of people.
So yeah. It's just... I think they could work it out. I think he'd be okay. But I
don't know if they can.
Maybe not.
I'm being honest. I don't know if they can. I don't know if CJ may feel... disrespected or slighted because it's not the first time. Now I'm going to put myself in CJ's shoes. If I'm going back to the Tampa game and my teammate is on a podcast clowning me.
Right.
I'm not going to take that lightly. Like, I'm as a man, I'm going to be offended by that, like, to some degree.
And he dealt with it all year without crying about it
right,
after
exactly.
that, too.
Right, exactly. So CJ is more or less reacting to, okay, now this is twice. Right? That's CJ's reaction to it. Like, you did it once, and now this. Because remember, CJ tweeted something back then. We just let it go.
He put an Instagram story out, black page, damn, ..
Right.
Right.
Like, yeah, and we didn't know what he was talking about, but that's what he was talking about. So from his perspective, I'm not saying he doesn't have a right to be offended. That's not what I'm saying. Like, if he feels like you're sneak dissing me and you're supposed to be my teammate, my brother, and you're not, and now I got to look at you like, hold on, do you feel a certain way about me that I didn't know you felt about me? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know if it can be worked out because I'm looking at it from CJ's perspective now. He may not want because you tried to undermine CJ as a leader. So how are the rest of the guys supposed to take that?
Well, and the one thing that you're trying to guard against in this year is that, like, the whole Pat Riley, disease of Moore and guys who, like, you know, that stuff can creep in after winning. That is that is one of the issues after winning.
Yes.
You know?
You're less tolerable to put up with, or you're less willing to tolerate certain things when you've already achieved a certain status. it's one thing to give it up for the greater of the good.
Yeah.
But once you're already a champion, part of the flip side of that coin is, oh, I'll say what I want to say.
Right.
Because you can't take the title away from me.
Right. And Slay is thinking, I only got 1 year left anyway, and they don't want me anyway.
And quite frankly, that's what happened after the 17 championship. That's how you get the Joe San Liquido articles and all that type of stuff.
Yep.
Because I've already won a title. So I don't care about disrupting stuff.
Right.
And that's what you hope doesn't happen here. And that's why I don't know if you can bring Slay back. If CJ's not good with it, then he's the one that's here in your starting safety. I would have to take that into consideration if I'm the Eagles.
215-592-9494. It's on the record Friday. Free agency, believe it or not, starts Monday. I mean, the legal tampering period.
So you may as well say free agency.
Starts on Monday.
Yes.
So today is on the record Friday. You have to go on the record with the one thing. If you could only pick one thing that the Eagles could get done next week. And for next question today, give us a villain, a bad guy. A bad guy that you root for. 215-592-9494. Corey in Pottstown, you're on WIP.
Guys, it's good talking to you today. Hey, before I give you my free agent that what I think the Eagles should go after, I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
If the Eagles defense averages maybe 68 to 70 snaps a game, and you can let me know if this could work or not. Is there a shot in which 20 of those snaps could be with Jalen Carter at edge?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
they can move him around.
But then you don't have him at tackle.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about trying to play him at edge. Yeah.
But then you don't have him at tackle.
Right.
So
he's better as a pass rusher at tackle.
Right.
So, and that's why I asked that, because I would go after a defensive tackle, knowing that I can still move. Because, listen, let's be honest. On second and third down, if it's passing down, the other kid is out of the game, number 90. I'm skipping his name right now.
Jordan Davis.
Davis.
He's not normally on the field.
Right.
So if you got another tackle along there with Jalen Carter for those plays, that's good. But if you on first down, if I can get Jalen Carter one-on-one with a tackle, no one's going to be able to block him.
But can I tell you something, Corey?
No, I tell you, Corey, I disagree with you there. He's more likely to be blocked at that position than he is inside. Like, guards aren't equipped or used to handling that type of a pass rusher with the speed and the power combination that Jalen has. A tackle is equipped to handle that.
Oh, and the other
that's why the tackle is the highest paid guy. Those guys are equipped to handle those type of rushes.
And the other thing is you're playing with his money. Because with Jalen Carter, because all of a sudden when you're moving him from the place that he's most successful, mm-hmm. you want him motivated, you want him locked in, you want him to feel like he's valuable. I think I
don't mind doing it from time to time, but I don't know if you want a steady diet.
That's why I said if it's 70 snaps for a defense, if he does 10 snaps.
Yep.
I mean, that's something, because if you can get a free agent tackle, that's, and I'm not going to say he's just as dominant as Jalen Carter, but if there's some out there that's just as good, it's something about him seeing less double teams.
Right.
I think maybe you get a tackle and you don't have to put him on edge. But
here's what they normally do.
Double teams.
Well, here's what they normally do. So the Eagles, like under Vic Fangio, they like the speed edge rushers. So yeah. even if you were to move Jalen to the end, he's more or less, he's a five technique where he's lining up to the inside on that tackle, and there's still an outside rusher, like whether it's Nolan Smith or Jalen Smith.
So he's less likely to be double teamed unless they put a tight end.
Right.
So to help with the edge. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Corey, do you have a bad guy you root for?
Absolutely. Everyone in the world roots for this guy, even though he's bad, but you kill his dog, he's going to go crazy. That's John Wick.
John Wick. But he's not a bad guy. Well, is he?
Yes, he is. Yes, well, he is.
He's a hitman.
I never watched John Wick.
You haven't seen John Wick?
No.
Oh, dude.
He was a mercenary before he got married, and then he left the life. They killed his dog, and he went back to that life. He was a bad guy.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll have to... I'm very curious whether have you ever seen John Wick either?
No.
You guys got to grow up.
Not a John Wick.
You got to. John Wick's awesome.
It's Phil season.
John, it's not even Phil season. John Wick is awesome. Jack's not going to listen.
I know too busy John tweeting. Wick, but I've never watched. I never got into
you
it.
You tweet more than me.
I do. You look at Twitter more than I do.
You're obsessed with this.
Can we not get sidetracked?
But we're talking about John Wick.
Yes. All right. I'm just saying, you're not going to watch it. You would enjoy John Wick.
Okay.
John Wick is a good flick. It's basically
espionage.
It's a hitman.
Right. Okay.
John Wick, who retires.
You like Jason Bourne?
Yeah, I like Bourne.
Okay.
I like Bourne.
Okay.
So Wick is a hitman who essentially wants to be retired, wants out of the business, and these guys come and they like raid his house where they kill his dog. And he loses it. He goes like on a rampage. I think there's four of them. I think there's four John Wicks at this point.
Oh, so this is not a TV series.
No,
it's
a movie. It is worth watching. Keanu Reeves.
That's why I've never seen it.
Because it's a movie?
No, because of Keanu Reeves.
Oh, you don't like Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
Oh, he's good.
Listen, loved him in Speed. Because he wasn't necessarily the main attraction in Speed, even though he was the star of Speed.
You a Matrix guy?
Loved him in Matrix as Neo, the first two.
Yeah.
After the first two, I was out.
I think you'd like John Wick.
Okay.
I love John Wick. I thought
I was wondering why it is because of Keanu Reeves. That's what it was.
It's a good flick.
All right.
It's a good flick. I give it my endorsement. All right. Coming up next, first of all, it's On the Record Friday.
You're right about
True Romance.
True Romance.
True Romance.
And I don't give you this all the time. I don't say you got to watch, but John Wick, I loved. Yeah. I love that flick. All right. On the Record Friday, free agency starts next week for the Eagles. You got to give us the one thing you want to happen. I say give me a reliable edge. No bargain basement stuff. Ike wants Mekhi Becton back. Jack wants a reliable corner to replace Darius Slay. What is your choice? Doesn't have to be one of those three, by the way. Somebody just called up and said tackle. And for next question today, tell us a bad guy that you root for, fiction or not fiction. Coming up next, a bad guy that nobody roots for. Elliot Shore Parks joins us. Give his take on this, whether they could bring Slay back, all that kind of stuff. A lot of stuff with Elliot coming up next. We are at Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.